Hey, it's your girl Kellia from Black Girl Happy Planner, bringing you a new podcast episode. I realize I haven't been on my podcast in a while, and so I wanted to hop on and do a quick episode for you. And I wanted to start talking about what I'm currently reading. Lately, I've been reading more and more, and so I wanted to talk about what I'm currently reading as far as books are concerned. I'm doing more and more audiobooks lately too, because it's just easier to do while you're on the go, in the car, while you're, you know, at the gym or in between. I teach at a school, so in between my classes, I can read parts of my book and get those done and read more quickly. And so, what I've been reading lately is, I'll do some reviews later, but what I will do is recap what I recently read. So what I just read in the month of, let's say, March, I read a book called By Her Own Design. It's about a seamstress named, oh my gosh, Miss Lowe, Annie Lowe. And it's a wonderful story about the woman who actually created Jackie O's iconic dress for her wedding to John F. Kennedy Jr. So if you are unaware of her story, I invite you to pick that up. That was for a book club. I'm in a virtual ladies book club in Huntsville, Alabama. So that was a very good book. I also recently read Elastic Habits, and I read that rather quickly, and it wasn't long. It wasn't a long book. I read that for another book club called the, what is the book club called? It's the, My Secret, no. I can't talk this morning. My Simple Scrapper, my scrapbook group that I'm in. I'm sorry, it's early in the morning here. My Simple Scrapper, I read Elastic Habits for that group. Because we read these books and then we put them in the context of scrapbooking. So I read that, and that was it was okay. It wasn't the greatest book. I mean, it was okay. I'll just say that. It gave a lot of good tidbits as far as habits are concerned. So for that, yes, I give it credit. But there's so many books out there about habits, and that's probably like the third one I've read. And I'm just like, okay, another take on habits is good. So I'll give it that much credit. What I'm currently reading, so for another book club, I'm currently reading, it's called the Pens and Needles Book Club. It's a crafting book club where we bring our craft project, and then we also talk about what we read for that month. The book that I'm reading for May, I'm trying to read ahead because I'm a slow reader. So I'm trying to read ahead, especially with long books that are like 10, 12 hours long on audio. I'm like, let me start reading this 2 months ahead of time so I can be ahead of the game. So I started reading The Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James for the Pens and Needles Book Club. Another shout out to Huntsville, Alabama. The local library has that book club. So it's a good book so far. It's right up my alley, true crime and all of that, because I watch a lot of true crime and listen to a lot of true crime podcasts and things like that. So The Book of Cold Cases is pretty good so far, so I'm giving myself time to read it. I'm also currently reading a book called Dirty Lazy Keto by Stephanie Laska, and it's basically a different take on keto. I had started reading her book a few years ago. I read the hard copy, just quickly looked at it, but this time I'm reading it all the way through on audio, and it gives pretty good tidbits on a different way to look at keto. So just looking into it for myself, just for summer, spring and summer, some ways to get, you know, more healthy, but also ways to get on track with eating and cooking and things like that, and not eating certain things. So just, you know, trying to learn more. I'm also reading a book, and I'm reading Dirty Lazy Keto on my own, not for a book club or anything. Then I'm also reading a book called Mrs. Wiggins by Mary Monroe, who's a best-selling author who has a whole series of books. This is my first book by her. Other people swear by her as an author. I am really trying hard to read this book and enjoy it, but I'm not. I'm reading it for a book club, my virtual ladies book club again here in Huntsville. I don't really care for the book, but I'm trying to get through it for the sake of the book club. So we'll see how that goes. But that's called Mrs. Wiggins by Mary Monroe. Then what I'm reading next for the same book club, the women's virtual book club, our June selection is Black AF History. You can figure out what the AF stands for, but it's Black AF History by Michael Herriot. And I'm looking forward to reading that. You know, things about Black history. History was my minor, or Black history was my minor in college. And so I'm always up on reading new things about that type of thing. So I'm looking forward to reading that. And then also what I'm reading next is Atomic Habits, which by James Clear. James Clear. It's a, you know, a lot of people have already read this already. It's been on the bestseller list forever. But again, for the simple, this time I'm reading Atomic Habits, another habits book, reading it for, I'm following Jane's Agenda. She's a planner, has a planner company, and she is offered this Master Plan 365 planning productivity class for a year for a lot of people if you wanted to sign up. I think you can still sign up, visit the website and see if you can, janesagenda.com. But the group on there, we're reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I've delved into it just a little bit, but I'm still reading those other three books, but I'm trying to, again, slowly but surely. And the plus about that book and with that book club is she only has you read like a certain amount, like three chapters at a time. So I'm slowly but surely trying to do that. We're on week one or week two of the productivity class. So I'm trying to stay caught up with that. So that's what I'm reading next. And so I just wanted to hop on here and share with you what I've been doing as far as reading is concerned. And I hope you guys are reading some really cool stuff too. If you are reading, please share in the comments what you're reading. And hopefully, maybe it's something I might want to read later as well. So I hope to do more of these, what I'm currently reading. And I want you guys to have a great week. Peace.